Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 23rd of March. Starting off with Alpha Growth, and you can see there's a nice little breakout through 3.5 pence. That's been a bit of a block, I suppose, this month and also back in December. Looking for a weekly close above that to hit the top of the trend channel there from, I suppose that was this time last year, around 4.5 pence. If you're a fan of the stock, and I know there are a few people who are around the place, then you're probably looking for a steeper ascent for the stock through 4.5 pence, perhaps as high as 7 pence on a 2 to 3 month time frame. But at least we should get up to the 4.5 pence the longer we stay above 3.5, and really back below 3, really killing the very bullish or the breakout scenario there for Alpha Growth. Onto a stock which has been a clean winner in terms of the price action of late, Agronomics, similar little breakout there, but beautiful mid-move breakout for the shares. Looks like we're heading towards the top of a rising trend channel from June last year. That's heading towards 40 pence, maybe even a bit more than that. Might be a bit steeper in terms of the angle, but 40 to 45 as soon as the end of next month. And early really back below the initial March peak at 27 pence, really slowing down progress, even though the shares are now quite overbought at RSI 80. Stock which is always worth a look is Brave Bison, if only for the name. But here we've got the shares pushing higher, or attempting to push higher above the 50-day moving average. There's a rising trend channel on the daily chart from October. That's around the 1.4 level at support. And above that, we're looking towards 2.2 pence at the October resistance line there. The reason that one would back the stock more than most, perhaps, is that we still have that gap through resistance through 1.1 pence that we saw back at the beginning of January. And as I've said on various occasions, gaps through resistance, at least when they start a move, tend to be the harbinger of a multi-bag move. So let's see if Brave Bison can deliver on that rather hopeful promise over the next couple of months. But 2.2 pence, hopefully by the end of next month, maybe going into the first half of May for Brave Bison. Onto a stock which had a bit of a flurry earlier in the year. It looks like it's regrouped now. Here we've got GTEC Group. The reason for being excited about it at the moment is that we've had a bear trap rebound from below the 23 pence level, which was the initial March support. Seemed to have caught an uptrend line there from December at yesterday's low around 22 pence. But end of day close today above 23 pence should be enough to confirm that we're going to try and retrace some of the pullback from 45 pence plus last month. Initial target obviously around the 30 to 32 pence area, which was resistance on the way down. Only back below 22 pence really questioning the recovery argument there. Itaconix is next, and here we're looking at a situation which is has broken its recent neckline resistance, so I suppose that's around the 5.4 pence level, and the longer we remain above that and the 50-day moving average at 5.35, the greater the chance, hopefully by the end of next month, for the shares to hit the top of a December rising trend channel at 10 pence. So above the 50-day line, up to 10 pence on Itaconix. Next up, we have a repeat of a recent chart that I looked at, Micelix or Micelx Technology. Here you can see that we made good progress through 40 pence and through the top of that former target there, just around the 40 pence level at the top of a broadening triangle from September. While we hold above that particular level, looking for a fresh move to the upside, perhaps as high as that July resistance line projection, pointing at 66 or 67 pence by the end of next month. So looking pretty healthy in terms of the daily chart at the moment. Onto a stock which took an age to break higher. Obviously, it was news dependent. Here we've got Oxford Biodynamics, and not surprisingly, the shares gapped through the 50-day moving average, which is normally a good sign, but obviously in this case it's moved so fast it's a rather difficult one to play. What will be interesting to see here today is whether we get an end-of-day close back above that old peak at 106.90. If we can get an end-of-day close above that, then we could get a follow-on move towards £1.40, which is a resistance line projection from the early part of last year, in fact this time last year, on the daily chart. So a fresh break of 107, let's say, and the shares could get up to £1.40. Looking the other way, obviously, support area just below 90 pence before the announcement and at the turn of the year. So that's the obvious place that if you want to buy a dip, that would be the area to look for if we get it. A stock which has been rather less dramatic in the recent past, but looks as though it's building up strength from a new move to the upside, Open Orphan. Here we've got a great consolidation around the either side of the 30 pence level, above the 50-day line, which is currently rising, but well above it. So on the last dip, we were well above that at 27.87. So that's a positive tick. All we're looking for now really is an end of day or a weekly close above 32.5 pence, which was October and February resistance. If we can get that, then we're looking towards 50 pence at the top of a May rising trend channel. And that's a 2 to 3 month target. So maybe by the end of May, we should see the shares somewhere in that region while we hold above, or provided we hold above the 50-day moving average at 27.87 currently. Moving along to a requested stock, which is not quite in the same kind of momentum bullish situation that we're seeing at Open Orphan. With Tuple, we've got the stock right at the bottom of the range, and it looks like it's at the bottom of a broadening triangle. The support line there running down to 0.06 pence, so above that we've nominally got a potential buy point. We had that little bear trap there down towards the 0.06 level earlier in the month. And while that holds, initial target here up towards the 200-day moving average area at 0.08. If you are a fan of the stock and you think it's a recovery situation, then 0.16 at the top of the broadening triangle from the end of September looks to be the place to shoot for over the next 2 to 3 months, but only while the shares remain above 0.06. Just a couple of stocks to go now. First one is Webis, which arguably is the most exciting stock of the day, given the way that yesterday we saw the shares test support, old resistance as new support at 3.5 pence, and today we've spiked up quite well. The view is that while we're above 3.5 pence, we're looking towards the top of the February price channel as high as 7 pence as soon as the end of next month. Finishing off with a stock I've never heard of, which is quite an achievement, given that I normally know every company and every Epic code over the years. Here we've got Worsley Investors, and here, nice gap higher above the 50-day moving average. We're one of our more preferred setups. In fact, a gap through resistance as well. And the view here is that while we're above the 50-day line and the floor of the gap at 26 pence, we're looking towards a target as high as 45 pence over the next month or so. If you're cautious, maybe you'd want to see an end-of-day close through the November peak at 30 pence mid, and I would fear that the spread on the stock is rather wide, but 45 pence looks to be on the cards after today's gap higher for the shares. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.